There's nothing particularly new about the materials or the techniques, but apparently using so many anti-mold elements at once is something fairly new. Kent Rauhauser is president of A&J Specialty Services, which will occupy the building. He says materials like precast concrete, craft-faced insulation, and a new type of drywall will resist mold. And construction techniques will allow exterior walls to dry quickly when they do get wet.
Some of the newer constructions today, some of the elements that are there just are very conducive to mold growth. I mean, they get wet or humidity is elevated, it's very easy for mold to grow. So we've made an effort to try to do some things to make it more difficult for mold to be able to grow in our building.
A number of school buildings in Wisconsin had mold problems in the last couple of years. Many of them had to be shut down for a time to get rid of it. One new school in Madison had to be closed for an entire school year. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.